And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. Could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of good stuff. We had Christopher Harris on, talk a little fantasy. We had Lance Zierlein join us in the first hour. Brad Powers last hour. All available on podcastarena.com. And for the next 30 minutes, at least, we welcome our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. Of course, you got Aggie basketball coming up at 6:30.
Yeah, you only got us for 30 minutes today, Map.
Yeah, sorry, Mappers. And then 7 o'clock here on the station, we have a Cowboys game. So a little bit of everything happening here. See that we talked about Matt Lauer a little bit in the first hour, but did you see he actually had a literal bag of Richards in his office?
Yeah, he's full-blown creeper.
And it was on a show where Meredith Vieira was talking about, she was snooping in his office and said, you had a huge bag of sex toys. Yes, you did, in your closet, Matt. And the audience groaned uncomfortably. And Lauer said, wait a minute. We had a guest on the show who was a sex therapist. I think you did the segment, actually. And she said she did not do the segment. He said that the sex therapist gave us each a shopping bag of stuff. And she replied that she did not receive anything. He said he did not know what to do with the sex toys and left them in his closet.
No, he actually took Meredith's bag, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He did all the sex toys.
Oh, God. This is just weird.
It's so great, too. I was listening back about, like, when Matt Lauer interviewed Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And, like, basically roasted him for being a pervert. And then it turns out, like, they were high-fiving after. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
What do you do with the falafel? What's it?
You want to borrow some of these?
Yeah.
They work great. You just give them to the women when you lock them in your office.
God, men are such pigs. We're such vile creatures.
I got to be honest. After hearing some of this stuff, I feel a hell of a lot better about being less of a creep.
Yeah, it does make you feel a little bit better.
It does make you feel a little bit better, I think. At least it does me. Because I don't pretend to be the greatest guy in the world. But with stuff like this, I feel better. I feel like, you know what? Could be worse. I could be acting like Matt Lauer. Of course, I have a $33 million home in the Hamptons, too.
Right.
Joshua asks, who had Gomer Pyle in the death pool?
I don't think anybody.
Growly. Yeah, he's gone.
I'm not going to lie. If you'd asked me yesterday if he was alive or dead, I would have bet dead.
Yeah, I thought he was dead already.
So that's news to me that he was even alive. Mm. But, I mean, R.I.P., but yeah, I thought he was dead already.
He says, if Cushing is allowed to play, I'm done with the Texans.
Really? Why wouldn't he be allowed to play?
Yeah, he'd served his punishment. Okay. Somebody asked me about...
When is he done with that? Is he back
he's
now?
He's back this week, yeah. I just don't know if they're going to play him or not. So,
That's the thing. Why do the Texans suck so bad? I don't want them playing their good players. That's weird.
He's a cheater. Well, yeah. He gets caught and he paid his punishment.
Yep.
Too bad he can't play quarterback.
That'd be nice.
Somebody asked me about my bookie. It says their service people don't speak good English. Every time I've called, I've got some guy in Arizona. So I don't know where you're getting that from, Fisher, but just give them a call. They'll help you out. I've had no problems with them in terms of deposits or anything. So there was a time when they were having some issues with the credit card deposits, but they got that fixed.
Good.
Jesse said, on a scale of Tim Tebow to Matt Lauer, 90% of men are more on the Lauer side.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Yeah. Like, we're not perfect. Well, at least I'm not perfect. I don't know about you. I'm not perfect.
No, I don't pretend to even come close to being perfect. I try to be a good person.
Like I
do. I try to do good things for people, and you know, I try to do little things for people.
What I can assure you is, I'm not like going around groping women who don't want to be groped, pressuring women into sex. It's just not.
No, I mean,
I don't know who gets anything from that.
That's the thing. If they don't want to, why do you want to?
Yeah.
Right? You don't want me. Well, I can see why you don't want me, because I'm a disgusting slob, but. I don't get it, and it's more of a power thing, and it's more of a I think an insecurity thing, and I feel pretty confident that I'm not either one of those, which is needing power or insecure. So I just, you know, I don't know. I don't get why people do that. I don't get why people in power feel the need to do that. You think if you're Matt Lauer and you really want to get action, you're not going to have any problem getting a lot of willing people.
Yeah.
And most of these guys, you know, and it's pretty easy. Just, hey, you want to do this? They say no. Okay, cool. Let's have another beer. And it's all good.
Yeah, and then I'll ask you again after this beer. That's the way guys have done it for years and years.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Really don't know. 713-780.
That's how John goes through interns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always pressuring the interns.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I bet you want this unpaid job.
Yeah. That's why Juggalo Trey is still here.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Juggalo, you've got to come in the back with me. You know what's happening. Hey, John, have you been over there and seen the new office space over there? It's all done almost.
No, I haven't.
They're moving stuff in. I want it noted for the record that if anybody winds up in that corner office but me in the back, there's going to be hell to pay. I want that. I'm putting that on the record right now. I have requested that office 4 times.
Isn't David Gao getting his office over there?
Yeah, but he's going to get the, like, really big one. There's a really big one that's his, I think. Because there's not one over there that's bigger than what he has now. So if he wants that office, of course he gets it.
Who's going to get David Gao's office now?
I'm not sure how that's going to work.
I want that office.
Well, I think it's that's a good question, John. We should.
I want David Gao's office.
I don't think he's here today. We could find out from him who's getting what.
Okay.
But it looks good over there, man. We got our TV studios almost set up. So we'll be doing a lot more videos for Sports Map.
I won't be doing videos.
I'll talk you into it.
That's for better looking people.
You know what, though? We have these really cool. We have these really cool things we can do with the computer where they can make even me look almost presentable.
Mm.
I think we can do all right by you.
I don't know.
We can tweak it. Trust me.
I doubt it'll go well.
See, because I go from looking like hideous troll to just unattractive guy. And, you know, we jazz it up a little bit and I look okay. Not good, but okay.
You'll get it done.
What kind of world are we living in where you can't pinch your coworkers? But yeah. Oh, man. Jeez.
You know what kind of world we're in. You know.
You got to grab her by the whatever the president said, because he's the president, and we're supposed to do exactly what
he
said.
He's the only one allowed to do that. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, wouldn't if you were king, couldn't you do that?
Yeah.
So if I get my own island and become king, I can make my own laws?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, good luck.
Yeah, well. But it's not going to be so that I can grab them. I'm just going to say, okay, legal weed and sports betting and poker.
Yeah.
And horse racing. Yeah, that's it. That's my kingdom. Welcome. Legalized prostitution. Just let people do whatever they want. Legalized drugs. Just tax the hell out of it and I'll be rich.
Yep.
Oh, Jefe wants to know, did I already have my button to lock the door from the inside from his desk installed? I'm not going to need one of those. I don't do that kind of thing. And by the way, we've got these things are pretty cool, these offices, but they're, you know, there's a window there, which I want. I don't want somebody coming in my office and it's locked in where you can't see anything. Yeah, exactly. Beth asking me if I want a big corner office so I can have a big bag of sex toys. You know what? I think you probably know the answer to that, Beth.
You know the answer.
Yeah. You finally get your sex room?
No. See, now I feel uncomfortable joking about that because I guess it was Letterman, right, that had the intern sex room?
Yeah.
So then I made I was making a joke for a couple of years. Oh, man, it'd be cool to have an intern sex room. But now that all this stuff is happening, I feel like, man, I shouldn't be joking about that. It's not really funny anymore because apparently these guys are all out there doing it. Just when I'm about to get in the movie business, they ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Speaking of poker, guys, got to tell you about one of our new favorite sponsors.
Oh, I'm excited about this place.
I am too, and I cannot wait. I'm going to be out there Tuesday night at least next week. I'm going to try to get out there a couple times. for our friends at Lions Poker Palace. And when we say palace, I mean, this place is fantastic.
It's Vegas-level nice.
Good Vegas level.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like the Wynn Venetian
level. We talked about
level.
This is nicer than the poker room at the MGM.
Yeah. Without a doubt it is. And they've got a great tournament schedule. How about this? Guarantees every day, including if you want to get over there now, starts at 6:30. How about this? 3,000 guaranteed tonight. And the buy-in's only $80 plus your $20 seat fee. And you got unlimited rebuys for the first five levels, so you just but you don't have to pay the seat fee again. You just pay $80. 3,000 guaranteed to first place. Tomorrow night, how about 7.5K guaranteed
wow.
to first place with a $170 buy-in and a $30 seat fee. Saturday, 6K guaranteed to first place with a $120 buy-in. And Sunday, same thing, 6K guaranteed first place, $120 buy-in for Pot Limit Omaha. So, man, and they got an ATM available inside, English only at the tables. They've got complimentary valet and self-parking in a secure lot. Security's inside and outside. 10 tables. And I'll tell you what, man, the seating there is fantastic. They got a restaurant there. I mean, you get great food. It is just a terrific setup.
Yep, I love it. I'm excited to start playing there. And you can follow them on Facebook to find out about all the tournaments and events they've got going on. And or just go by the place, 6134 Richmond Avenue. I'm telling you, as soon as you see it, you're going to want to be there all the time. If you love poker, this is the place to be. Mention ESPN, you'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, Trenton the truck driver, the former truck driver, because in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, he's already started his IT career. It's not rocket science. You don't need a computer background. You don't need a math background. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can train you for the high-demand field of IT, and you'll start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start that new career and start making some real money. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students specifically. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets out there. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You want to look at some of these NFL lines? We haven't really talked about that at all. And you got a game tonight. Redskins now -1.5 on the road at Dallas after opening at +1.5. And an over-under is 47, up from 44. Any interest in any of that?
I tend to lean Cowboys tonight.
Man, I do too. But, boy, they have burned me a couple times already. I just can't trust them right now, the way they're playing. But I'm with you. If I had to pick one, I'd take the Cowboys, and I'd probably go under, but I wouldn't feel good about it. So not a play for me, but if you're leaning one way or the other, that's kind of the way that you're leaning. All right, let's go to Sunday where we have Ravens -3 at home against the Lions.
What's the total?
Total is 43 and a half.
If I give you under 43 and a half, can I skip on giving you a side?
Sure.
Okay. Under 43 and a half.
All right. I'll take the Lions here. I think short week for the Ravens. Their offense is garbage. I think the Lions can score enough points and won't get caught with their pants down on special teams like the Texans were. I'll take the Lions and the points. Bears minus 3 at San Francisco. I will take the Garoppolos here.
I'm with you. It's probably my favorite play of the week in the NFL.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Falcons minus 3 at home against the Vikings. Basically what Vegas is telling us is these two teams are dead even.
Yeah, I don't disagree with them.
Yeah, the numbers, if it were inside of 3, I'd probably take the Vikings here simply because I'm getting points. I do think these teams are equal, and the Falcons don't have a great home field edge, in my opinion. They both play in domes. I'll go ahead and take the Vikings here. I don't feel great about it, but...
Yeah, if I had to play, I'd probably play the other way, but I'm not feeling it.
Patriots minus 9 at Bills. The Patriots are basically eating everybody's souls now, so I'll give up 9 with the Patriots on the road.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to
actually
up,
bet it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to give up 9, but I can't play against the Patriots right now.
Here's a very strange one to me. As John Granato would say, a queer line. Broncos minus 1.5 at Finn.
It was pick 'em for a long time. Yeah. I mean, these teams they're both awful on offense.
39.5 is your number for that.
God, it's so bad. I tend to lean Broncos just because on paper they have better players. Eventually you think it'd come together for them, but it just hasn't. But I guess I'm going to go Broncos.
I'll go Dolphins, but it's not a game I'm playing. Titans now minus 6.5 against the Texans. I like the Texans when it was 7. Inside of 7, I can't touch it. But, yeah, I 6.5 is now your number.
Yeah, I'll take – it's 6.5. I'll take the Titans.
Jaguars minus 9.5 against Colts. I'm going to ride the Colts again, even though they bucked me off last week by a freaking
half
point.
What number
do
you have right now?
9.5.
Okay. Man, I'd really like 10.
Yeah, that would be nice, but...
Yeah, I'd have to play the Colts, too.
Again, so far, the only game that I'm really interested in playing is 49ers at Bears and maybe the Vikings. Okay, Buccaneers, Packers. Packers minus 2 at home against Buccaneers.
I like the Bucs, especially with Jameis Winston being back. I think he has a good day against that secondary, which is so banged up. I like the Bucs in that game.
Chiefs minus 3 at Jets. Boy, I want to take the Chiefs, but they've been so bad. I would stay away from this game. I might have to take the Jets.
I can't take the Jets, but I can't bet the Chiefs. It's nothing for me. And the Chiefs' defense isn't even good right now. And the Jets are playing better offensively. If I had to pick a side, I'm with you. I'd be on the Jets, but it's not. It's a pass.
Maybe the best game of the day, Saints minus 4.5 against the Panthers.
That's a good game. What's the total there?
48.5.
How about over 48.5?
Yeah, at New Orleans, I'll take the over on that too.
Yeah, I like that. Play. It is going to be a good game. That's a good game, and the Falcons Vikings game. I mean, you got
Eagles Seahawks, pretty good too.
Yeah, there's some really good games in the NFC this week. It's hard to make a good game in the AFC.
Chargers minus 14 at home against the Browns. I don't care that it's 14 points. Give me the damn Chargers. I'm all over this one.
I'm with you.
Rams plus 7 or minus 7 at Cardinals. I don't mind the Cardinals here at plus 7 at home against the Rams. I think I'm also interested in the over 44.5 in that game. So, no opinion?
No, not really.
Okay. Raiders minus 8 against the Giants. Geno Smith.
I like the better at 7. It's probably a pass of 8.
Yeah. It's a pass, but if I
can get 7 or under, I will play the Raiders, but I don't think I'm going to get that now.
Yeah, and if I, you know, it's one of those if you have to play for your pool or whatever, I'll take the Raiders. Eagles minus 5.5 at Seahawk. Boy, Seahawks, 5.5-point dogs in Seattle. Maybe I'm a sucker, but I can't pass on that. I'll take the Seahawks.
I think I will, too.
I mean, I know the Eagles are damn good, and they're roasting everybody right now. But, man, how often am I getting 5.5 points with the Seahawks at home?
Never.
Yeah. And then Monday night, Steelers minus 4.5 against the Bengals. I don't trust the Steelers enough.
But Andy Dalton on primetime?
Yeah.
That's a hard pass on that game.
No play for me. And if I had to, I'd take the Bengals just because I think it'll wind up being close. But just to recap, for sure, I'm going to play the 49ers. I'm going to play the Chargers. And I'm looking at the Vikings, but I haven't decided on that one yet. But
I like the under in Detroit, Baltimore. I also like the Niners.
And I like over in Panthers, Saints.
I like over in Panthers, Saints. And I like the Bucks getting points.
All right. Good luck. We'll talk about those more tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have a much better feel by then. But all right, 713.
What number did you have for the Raiders, Giants?
Eight.
Was it eight?
Yeah.
Both of my sites have nine now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's flying.
Oh, boy.
Just a report in from San Francisco. The Marlins would likely accept an offer of Panic, Bead, and Shaw for Stanton if the Giants commit to paying at least $250 million of the $295 million left on Stanton's contract.
If someone will take $250 of the $295, I would think they'd just be like, okay, we'll take we'll take whatever you got.
Yeah.
Do you still have Jake Peavy? Because we'll take him. Or Matt Cain.
Interesting.
God, Giancarlo Stanton there in San Francisco. Be Barry Bonds part two.
All right. Let us go to Rafael Esparza.
Esparza.
Vegas sports informer and one of the men at MyBookie. And get a few tips from him. And Rafael, appreciate the time. And one game that we didn't get to with our other guy that I'd like to get your take on is... Yeah, we got a lot of rematches in college football. What about Ohio State and Wisconsin? What are your thoughts on that one?
I'm not a big money line bettor, but you got to take Wisconsin. Well, you had 6 and 6.5, but the last couple of days it's down to 5.5. I like the Badgers in there, plus the points and the money line. With JT Barrett being not 100% MCL injury, he is playing, but he wins a lot of games through his legs, not through his arm. Now you're trying to tell me he probably can't run around as much with that Wisconsin great defense that they have. I think they continue to be perfect. I think they end the evening 13-0. I like Wisconsin on this one.
What about the NFL game tonight? Neither one of us had huge opinions on this, but the Redskins line has swung from +1.5 when it opened to -1.5. What do you think about that one tonight?
I lean towards Washington just because of how bad Dallas has played in Jerry's world. I mean, it's not a good fit for them. They lose all the time. They lost back-to-back games, but they've only scored 22 points in their last three games. I'm a little bit shocked that the bettors are betting the over. Opened up at 46, is up to 47. I just don't see any offense from Dallas' point of view. I like Washington in this one, and I like the under at 47 because what I've seen so far in Dallas' offense, 6 points on Thanksgiving. I ate 6 pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. They only scored 6 points.
Stanford-USC in the Pac-12. Got a rematch here. USC, I'm seeing -4 right now. Opinions on that one?
Yeah, I'm a little bit puzzled on this one because I thought USC, I made this number between 5 and 6, so when it opened up at 3.5, I thought it was short, but a lot of wise guy money is still coming in on Stanford. I think they're going to continue playing Stanford because we are getting two-way action on it. I like Stanford in this one. I like USC in this one. I just think they're the better team right now. I think their defense is going to be quick. If they can stop the run game of Stanford, I think it could be a long night for the trees. I like USC laying the short number at 3. It is 4 in some places. I hurry up and grab that 3, but would not be shocked if it goes back down to 3, 3.5 by kickoff.
All right, one more before we let you go. That SEC championship game, another rematch. Auburn -2 against Georgia. Your thoughts on that one?
I like Georgia. Here's another one. Plus points on this one just because of all the rumors that Gus Malzahn's leaving after this game to go to Arkansas. The running back of Auburn is not 100%. I just think if you put those two together, Georgia's defense is still mad that they gave up 40 points last time they played each other. I like Georgia in this one. Take the +2.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza. You can follow him on Twitter at @VSIDocSports. Rafael, always good stuff, man. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. And you know where you can bet on all this stuff? My bookie. And if you need holiday cash, this is the place to go. It is where you can get, you can go in and bet on all these things. All these things we just talked about. You can also bet hockey, college basketball, pro basketball, horses, you name it, they got it. And you want to make some money for the holidays, go buy some nice gifts for your lady friends or your guy friends. Well, this is your place to do it. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. You want to make money betting on the games, mybookie.ag is the place to go. It's the only site I use, and I have had no problems with deposits or taking money out at any point. And the best part is those fast payouts. It's like in 2 days. I don't have to goof around and wait for a check, or I don't have to use Bitcoin if I don't want to. I can just get it right there. So odds on every matchup, mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. That's your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie. And we are back on the Blitz. If I were king of the world, I'd have my own laws.
You've already decided.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we wouldn't have anything to do with sexual harassment.
Exactly.
I'm a pretty simple guy. I like weed. I would encourage more craft beer. I would certainly have legalized gambling. That's about it in my kingdom. As long as everybody was cool to each other.
Yeah, just be cool. Dilly dilly.
Yeah, and if you kill somebody, we kill you.
Okay.
And if you...
Do you kill them the same way they killed the person?
Yeah, yeah.
Exact same?
And if you commit a major crime other than murder, you get banished from my island.
Okay.
We put you in a boat and just push you out, and you have to go. That's it. Those are my laws.
Seems reasonable.
Nah, I'm just trying to be fair.
Seems reasonable.
Maybe like the Dark Knight Returns, exile or death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But... No, the exile, I'm not going to put them out on ice where they automatically die. We'll just put them in a boat and push them out to sea. And if they make it to Galveston or something, they're fine. Pagan Girl Texas said Fox 26 did a replay of Matt looking down the shirt of one of his female co-hosts. And he could be heard asking her to wear it again. Gross.
Listen.
He's a creep.
He's that guy.
He is. And... I don't know, man. I wish I could understand the mindset. And people try to explain it to me. It just doesn't resonate with me. And I think you're a turd. It's funny is Matt was asking about this royal wedding stuff. Please say you don't get it. I don't understand at all why people care about that. And somebody was talking out in the hallway about it, what a big deal this. The hell who cares? For one thing, we had to kick their ass to get our country. So I don't care about any fake royal people getting married.
Yeah.
And what? I don't understand the fascination with famous people weddings anyway. But especially these. Who cares?
First of all, I would have liked it if there would have been an uproar that he's marrying an American. And especially a half-black American. But there was no uproar about it.
People don't care anymore.
But then I started, like...
Actually, the bigger uproar was he was marrying somebody who's been divorced.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with people that have been divorced.
Exactly.
I'm here to tell you.
But...
Multiple times.
That doesn't mean
you're a bad person.
Here's the other... He's not even the one that's going to be king later on. He's the other one.
See, I don't keep up with who's king and who's queen. I don't care. They mean nothing to me. Nothing.
Nada.
Sed likes my island. Yeah. See, there'd be a bar on my island. You know, like a really nice bar with like 400 craft beers on tap. As many as we could get. And lots of good whiskey and scotch and vodka and rum. And I'd have a casino and a nice hotel. A tremendous hotel.
Tremendous. The best.
It might even be a Trump hotel. It'll be tremendous. We'll have a hotel and a castle. And in castle, you can come and be a guest if I like you.
Mar-a-Lago.
I like this idea. That's it. That's all you need. And everyone who lives there would have DirecTV.
The Wi-Fi would always work. And the fire alarms would only go off if there was a real fire.
If there was a real fire. And if we tested them,
it would be when
there would not be when the show's on.
It'd be when we were out of town.
Exactly. Although I'd never leave my island if I had something like that. 713-780-ESPN. 617 says, I think divorced is code for black in this case. Maybe. But, yeah, I can't get worked up over that. And I know Like, I have some female friends who think, oh, this is so cool. I'm like, okay, you guys talk about that. I'm going over here and having a beer.
A former Astros player got caught for something.
Uh-oh.
Greg Zahn has been relieved of his duties for the Blue Jays. Statement from the company.
Sexual harassment?
This week, we received complaints from multiple female employees at Sportsnet regarding inappropriate behavior and comments by Greg Zahn in the workplace. After investigating the matter, we decided to terminate his contract effective immediately.
Well. Welp. I don't get it. I mean, that's a former professional baseball player.
Yeah.
He's got dough. Like, just go. Go get laid like a normal person.
I don't get it. But like I said, in a lot of these cases, I always want to wait and see how things play out and make sure that there's more than one. And it's not just somebody trying to get back at somebody, because I guarantee you're going to have some instances where that happens. But, you know, I hope that these companies are at least investigating and making sure before. I'm sure they did in Matt Lauer's case and his stuff starts to come out. But I hope in stuff like that, I hope they're actually investigating and making sure and not just panic firing. Not that I'm defending any actions here. I'm just saying, you know, you want everything to be, I mean, if that's true, absolutely fire him, but just make sure. Mott says, the Blitz does not like monarchy, but loves some Game of Thrones. You know why I don't like monarchies? Because it's a fake monarchy, for one thing, in England. Those people don't have any real power. And second of all, I like fiction. Game of Thrones is fiction. I know you think it's real. I know you do.
It's not.
The Khaleesi is not real. I hate to break it to you. I like the kings and queens back in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
I don't really care about them now.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me either. I don't get people who are like excited about other people's lives like that. I don't know. Like, I don't understand the Kardashian
Well,
thing.
Yeah, well, it is. It's the same thing. This is the Kardashians of England, is what it is.
Except, like, instead of having Caitlyn, they've got, like, a really old lady who has always been a lady, so that's kind of boring.
And she's, like, 126.
Yeah.
Longhorn Dimitri says he's down for the island, but do we need a lottery off tickets? No. You only get in if I let you, because I'm king. That's my rule. Only cool people are going to be allowed there. We're not going to have any dickweeds. In fact, there'll be a dickweed test when you get there.
Where is it at?
Well, I don't know yet. I got to find the place. It'll be someplace in the Caribbean, you know, I think. Not too far south, because I don't want it to be too hot. Because it's hard to air condition a castle. You know what the bill's going to be for that?
Yeah.
And a casino. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I should look off the coast of, say, Nova Scotia or something. But then that'd get too cold.
You should build an island off of the coast of San Diego.
I'd have to build the island then. How about this? Maybe they should just give me Galveston and let me make that my own country. And if you're already there, we'll let you stay.
What about Alcatraz?
There's too much building that has to be done there. I could turn that whole...
Well, I mean, you think there's just going to be a castle at this place you buy?
Well, if you give me Galveston, I can just turn the San Luis into a castle, and I can turn that whole pier into a casino, just like that. Boom, done. 5 minutes.
Repaint it. It'll take more than five minutes.
You just repaint it and put a new sign on it.
Yeah, your construction takes longer. Have you seen 290?
yeah, but... Yeah, we're going to be focused on our... It's going to be tremendous construction.
Okay? Tremendous.
We're going to get the best people. Only the best people.
Of course.
Yeah. And we're going to build a wall around it and keep out all those other ones.
Keep out the bad ones. We're going to let the good ones in. There'll be a door.
Yeah. But only, you know, for the good people to get by. That's what we have the causeway for. So I'll have troops there, and you can't come in if you're a bad person.
At your island, we'll have HBO, right?
Oh, God, yes, we're going to have everything, but we're going to have HBO because you don't want to miss this fight.
Yeah, we don't want to miss the Miguel Cotto fight. The Miguel Cotto's last fight. Last stand for a legend. Six-time world champion, the current WBO junior middleweight champion. Miguel Cotto will make his final stand in the boxing ring on Saturday night. You're talking about one of the biggest gate attractions in boxing, one of the largest pay-per-view draws among active fighters. Back in June of 2014, He made history in his first fight as a middleweight. He dominated Argentine southpaw, defending WBC champ Sergio Martinez. In fact, we were at that fight. He also represented Puerto Rico in 2000 in the Olympic Games in Sydney. He's trained by Hall of Famer Freddie Roach, and he's fought some of the biggest names in the sport, including Mayweather, Pacquiao, Canelo. He's fought them all. And he's going to fight one more time this Saturday night against Saddam Ali, a decorated amateur boxer born in Brooklyn, and he'll be fighting right there in New York City. Six-time world champion, four weight divisions, future Hall of Famer Miguel Cotto makes his last stand live on HBO World Championship Boxing, defending his junior welterweight title in Madison Square Garden against Brooklyn native Saddam Ali. Don't miss this historic fight night, Cotto versus Ali, live this Saturday, December 2nd, 9 o'clock Central Time, only on HBO.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, if you've been in an accident, maybe you need a lawyer. Maybe you don't know. Well, you know what to do. Better dial Dave, because he'll tell you. Won't cost you anything to find out. And if they take your case, it's not going to cost you anything either. And that's what they do. And whether it's a car, truck accident, 18-wheeler accident, slip and fall accident, overtime claim, anything like that. And anywhere in the city, even over into the Golden Triangle, all the way down I-10. Let's say you were in an accident on I-10, heading to Beaumont. Guess what? He's going to help you out. He loves the Beaumont Blitzers, loves the Blitzers everywhere. And if you've been hurt, you know, you've got these insurance companies telling you all kinds of crap, and you don't need to deal with that. Let Dave and his crew deal with that, because they have lawyers and they're trying to throw all these forms at you and stuff, and they're trying to screw you. Well, Dave's going to fight for you. And I'm telling you, you're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance companies while you go on recovering. So don't wait. Give them a call today, 713-626-8900. And hey, if you got a question, say, hey, maybe you can't afford to go to a doctor, but you're hurt from this accident. Well, they're going to put you with a doctor. They're going to take care of all that. You're not going to have to pay for it. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Even if you just have a question, if you don't know if you need a lawyer or not, he'll answer it for you. He's my guy. He should be yours. Go to lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever. You know, it's nice to just be a simple man. That's all I am. That's all you are. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It's incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it is perfect for any Astros fan. Easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. If you just go to GalMediaPublishing.com, you just want to buy the book, go to HistoryEarned.com, download your copy today. Apparently, Jimbo Fisher is still planning to coach the game Saturday. And he said,
oh boy.
Yeah, basically, he's not planning to exit the school despite numerous reports suggesting just that. He says, we're trying to finish the season. We're trying to win the game and get to a bowl game. And he's been pretty quiet. But the Texas A&M board meeting comes to an end, and all systems go in the Aggies' pursuit of Jimbo Fisher, according to Billy Lucci. Translation contract informally approved. He expects it to happen Sunday. Billy Lucci does.
Okay.
All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood. And part of my Hoffman on Hollywood stuff was going to be about the royal family thing.
Oh, really?
But I feel like...
Did we screw that? Did I screw that by bringing that up?
No. I mean, we kind of covered everything that there needs to be covered about it, right?
Yeah.
You're an American Gods guy, aren't you?
Yes.
You were into that show, if I recall.
The book much better than the show, but the show wasn't bad.
Well, apparently, a couple guys are leaving the show. Creators and executive producers on the series, Brian Fuller and Michael Green, who ran the show, are said to be departing after clashing with the producer, Fremantle Media, over budget and creative direction.
Okay.
They were pushing for an increase to the series budget for season two. Sources close to the production said that the per-episode budget for American Gods season two was already nearly $10 million. And apparently
per episode?
Per episode.
Ooh, I don't think it's making them that much money.
So
I got to side with the producers here.
Yeah, they decided to bail on
it. And these, I mean, it's not like they did a great job with the first season. It had its moments. But if you hadn't read the book, you had no clue what was going on in that show until about the next to last episode.
Yeah, I never even wanted to watch it. I never was like,
I was excited about it because I like the book a lot. But the book starts off for like the first 100 pages, it sucks, and then it gets great. And so this was kind of the sucky part of the book in the first season. So I was hoping for more in season two. But obviously, if they're not going to spend that much money.
Are you a fan of Jeffrey Rush?
I don't know who that is.
Pirates of the Caribbean. What else was Jeffrey Rush in? He's won the Triple Crown of Acting, an Academy Award, a Primetime Emmy, and a Tony Award. He was in the guy who was in The King's Speech.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's a famous actor.
I remember from The King's Speech, but I don't remember.
This guy. You know, sometimes it's easier when you see the picture.
No.
Not familiar?
No, not familiar.
Okay, he played Captain Barbossa.
Oh, okay. Well, he was all made up with a bulbous nose, so.
Right. Well, that's his real nose.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
He's accused of inappropriate behavior.
Well, I could see that from Barbossa.
But
you know, the things he did to that parrot, my God.
Yeah, weird thing. He's one of the few guys to actually come out and deny it. You know, most of these guys, they're either real quiet.
Right.
Or they just say, yep, you got me. He's actually saying, no, this is not true. Mr. Rush has not been approached by the Sydney Theatre Company in the alleged complaint, nor any representative either of them concerning the matter you've raised, the letter that Mr. Rush put out there says. So he's one of the few guys who has been accused and said, no, not me. I'm not the one. That hasn't happened very often.
No.
The only guy I can think of was George Takei, who said that didn't happen, and then we didn't hear anything else of it. But everybody else...
Bill Cosby said it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, Bill Cosby did, but... Boy, somehow he's made it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, 1 minute left. Never mind. We'll call it a day.
No,
but Jason Momoa says that this last season of Game of Thrones, I guess he visited where they're doing it.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be the best thing we've ever seen on television.
Well, I have my hopes are somewhat
tame.
Yeah. I mean, after last year, there was just...
They just tried to cram too much.
They did, and it just moved too fast, and it was too predictable at times. I still love it. I still can't wait, but, you know, it needs to be a lot better. But the way it's kind of setting up, there's not a lot left to decide, right? So
No. We
should be able to stretch it out a little bit. All right. Want to thank Jong Lee. Go check out his podcast, Comicast, Michael Carroll. Is that correct? That's who you're doing it with?
Yes.
Okay. And, great job today, John. Want to thank Brad Powers for joining us. Want to thank Christopher Harris, Rafael Esparza, AJ Hoffman. Great job.
Rafael Esparza.
Until tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.